Diseases, when did they come about?
Answers with Ken Ham, founder of the popular Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
Do you know the majority of Christians can't explain why we have diseases and sickness in our world? That's partly because most Christians believe the world is billions of years old. Therefore, they have to believe that fossil layers were formed over millions of years before man. Now, here's the connection to disease and illness. Fossil layers are full of dead things. There's evidence of violence and suffering in them. There's also evidence of disease. In fact, today's most common sorts of diseases are evidenced in the fossil record, even cancer. Dinosaur bones, supposedly millions of years old, show evidence of cancer. Now, at the end of the sixth day of creation, when God pronounced everything as very good, could the world have been full of cancer and other diseases? Of course not. Disease is the result of sin and the curse. But Christians who believe in millions of years would have to say that God calls cancer very good. What a shocking thought. It's so important we take Genesis as literal history.
If we accept the Bible's very first book as true history, then we have the answer to the age-old question, why is there so much death and suffering in this world if God is all-powerful? Ken Ham has the answer in a fascinating DVD, and through your donation of any amount, we'll mail you the video. So call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS or get the DVD by going to our website of answersoffer.org.